Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey Ben.
Good to see you.
And
you. How are you feeling after that? Because obviously you had a massive chance early on. The game plan then appears to be working, and then you give Liverpool a goal, but then you show that response and really give Liverpool a fright in the second half, albeit you obviously wanted to give them more than a fright tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure scoring early against Liverpool's the greatest of ideas, poking the bear. So listen, the narrative, the press conference before, even the interviews before the game, you can sense that we're just here to make the numbers up. You could sense that the narrative was this is going to be a pretty comfortable evening for Liverpool. Not that that is our determination or that is our emotion. Our emotion is to do well individually, collectively, and for our football club, be competitive. I think we knew how the game was going to go. We knew that we'd have to give up the ball. We knew that, you know, that the players that they've got, they can hurt you. We have to be structured and organised and connected and make it difficult. We knew that they'd have opportunities and we'd have to suffer. But I think that you have to suffer. You have to go through those periods, which we did. Stay in the game, take the game deep, opportunity to pass when you have against arguably the best press in the division, and hopefully ride your luck a bit and things fall for you, and then that becomes a night where you get something from the game. Unfortunately, you know, we come up against especially late on, and the amount of goals Liverpool have scored, and the finish from McAllister, which from a World Cup winner is an absolute fabulous world class finish. And then in the end, you know, you're changing your shape, you're trying to chase it, and they get three, and it's done and dusted.
What in terms of performance do you feel you can take from tonight?
I think over the last three performances since the Arsenal game, as a manager and a coach, what you're always looking for is that consistency. What is my team about? What do I want it to look like? And I've liked the look at it in the last three games. What you have to come up against in the Premier League, whether you're a promoted side, whether you've been in it for one or two seasons, is the physicality of it. You know, technically, yeah, shapes and systems and everything like that, the best operators in the world are managing and coaching at this level. Tactically, from that point of view, technically, you've got people that players can do something out of nothing, like McAllister, ball bounces to him, bouncing ball, puts it in the top corner, incredible. Mentality, playing under pressure in the highest levels, at a ground like Anfield tonight, front of 60-odd thousand, you know, going into the last 10 games of the season, don't come any more difficult than what it does for anybody. Especially Sheffield United and the gulf between two clubs. I just think the physical aspect of the game in the Premier League now, it's took an incredible big step forward. Robertson coming on the pitch, you know, the players that are coming on the pitch, the power and the pace of the Premier League, that's been our Achilles heel all season. And yet again, Liverpool are finding goals late on, and we're struggling to hang on in there. You know, recovery runs late on. You've seen our players and cramping up and struggling to get back in. And I think that's, you know, Vin, from my point of view, it's a sort of quite a difficult one to take, because you want the players to give everything that they've got, and you've certainly seen that from a team tonight. They've given everything that they've got over the last three games. But physically, the gap where you need to be, I would like to be, and want us to be, and where we are at the moment, it hurts. It's hurt all season. It's yet again cost us tonight.
How difficult is it then going to be to strike that balance to obviously get players out on the pitch in the right physical condition, but also the need to get points to try and pull you away?
Absolutely, you can't. You know, you can't do the work because you're playing. You play. You play Saturday, Thursday, Sunday, and recovery and players that are picking knocks and picking up little niggles and injuries and whatever. And then, you know, I understand everybody has injuries, but everybody has injuries and everybody has the squads that they've got. So, you know, we need to be at our most robust best and not have the amount of injuries that we've had, and everybody being on the same page from that point of view. So, yeah, it's difficult. But like I said, I'm getting some consistency out of the team since the Arsenal sort of defeat, and knowing what I'm getting from the players is crucial. Being competitive, being organised, being structured, and you know, and giving opposition teams problems, which we certainly have over the last three games. Cheers, Vin.
Does that have to set the standard now, Chris, for the last few games of the season now, in terms of that competitiveness and that structure? Is that what you want to see?
You've got to see that all the time. I've got to see that all the time, whatever it is, whether it's a pre-season game, whether it's end-of-season game, whatever it is, whether it's training, you have to show those qualities. World-class players show those qualities day in, day out. And that's what we need to get to bridge the gap. The gap is huge. We all know. We tried our best tonight. From tactical point of view, the way we set up, the attitude of the players has sort of closed that gap a little bit, if that makes sense. But it has to be game in, game out, right the way through. Because if it isn't, the results that we've had, that's what happens. You're off it, your head goes down, you lack a little bit of belief, you take a step back, teams are ruthless, they don't show you any sympathy whatsoever. And if we were like that tonight, then it would have been what everybody thought here, the most ardent Sheffield United supporters would have said, that you know, it would have been a stroll and it would have been 3 or 4 and another, and Liverpool on the way to another comfortable home win. And I'm not so sure that was the narrative from everybody after seeing that game tonight.
Yeah. A lot of focus and talk about Ivan after that first goal. How did you see it?
Listen, he made some mistake. It could go anywhere. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's ricocheted. He's made a mistake. It took too long. Fair play to the boy that's... Nunez has gone and shut him down, but that ball can go anywhere, and unfortunately it goes in the back of the net. So I'm not looking at that. Everybody makes mistakes. McAtee's mistake is just as big as the one at the top of the pitch. You know, forwards miss goals, midfield players misplaced passes, miss tackles. Goalkeeper makes a mistake, usually goes in the back of the net. I'm looking at his reaction. I thought his reaction was excellent. A big, I would say, the biggest, or in world football as well. I've seen teams being absolutely dismantled here. I came and watched Liverpool versus Roma a few years ago, and they absolutely dismantled them. They can take anybody to the cleaners. So we understand that. So you know, they're, you know, second half against Man City, just, you know, they're just world class operators. And a manager that and a crowd that's absolutely united, and a together in terms of trying to achieve what they want to achieve, which obviously is a Premier League title in his final year.
All good.
All right, guys. All the best. See you later.